This is Rabbi Ilan Feldman with the last message of Hanukkah, the message in honor of the eighth night, the full menorah. And this is the menorah that brings us up to 36 candles, which reminds us of the 36 righteous people. And I'd like to suggest to you that not only are there 36 hidden tzaddikim in the world, but there are also 36 hidden parts of righteousness in each person. And our job is to express that righteousness, even though it's hidden from us. The idea is to discover it and express it. And that's part of the message of Hanukkah, is we're going to light 36 candles. We're going to discover and uncover and reveal to the world 36 points of light, so to speak. And tonight is the eighth night. If you look at the Torah reading for tomorrow, we're going to read all of the tribes' sacrifices in the dedication of the Mishkan. But the specific one for the eighth day was the tribe of Manasseh. And the Manasseh and Ephraim are both descendants of Yosef. They end up becoming tribes in their own right. And we know that in next week's Parsha, there's actually a disagreement between Yosef and his father about who is primary of the two, because Yaakov crosses his hands and puts his right hand on Ephraim, and Yosef says, no, your right hand should be on Manasseh. The Sfas Emes and others suggest that the disagreement between Yosef and Yaakov had to do with a fundamental disagreement as to how to approach bringing good into the world, because based on interpreting the names of Ephraim and Manasseh, it can be said that Manasseh stands for one aspect of bringing good into the world, Ephraim another. The passage says in Tehillim, in Psalms, Sur Meira Vaase Tov, avoid evil and do good. And some say that that means that before you can really cause goodness to come into the world, you have to defeat evil. And so the Yaakov maintained that what we need to do is focus on Asei Tov, on do good. Yosef, however, said you should focus on Manasseh, who is Sur Meira, who is first defeating and avoiding evil. That was a disagreement. That was the disagreement between the two of them there. And Yaakov ends up persevering and emphasizing Asei Tov by putting his right hand on Ephraim's head. This plays out in the disagreement between the house of Shammai and the house of Hillel, which tonight reaches full expression in the sense that we have eight candles because it's the last night, because we're following the house of Hillel. And the approach that you minimize each night, reduce the number of candles, is the approach that you're trying to first work on eradicating evil, whereas Beis Hillel's approach is that you're first trying to project good. You build up more and more goodness each night, more and more light. So the 36 righteous parts of each person, according to Beit Hillel, we're supposed to be kindling those 36 candles, revealing more and more light in ourselves each day. That's interesting, because tomorrow is going to be the last day that we recite Hallel, and it's actually the last day of Hallel of the year. If you start from Nisan, Pesach, we say Hallel many times. The last Hallel of the year is the last day of Hanukkah. And we did not say Hallel in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the sages say that the angels want to know, why aren't we saying Hallel? And I saw in one source that those angels asking that question are the souls of the Jewish people doing tshuva, repenting on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why aren't we saying Hallel to God? And the answer is, Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meisim Unachim Lefanecha. The books of life and death are right there, open in front of you. Your life is being decided upon. How could you say Hallel? Another way of interpreting that is that at the beginning of the tshuva process on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we wake up and return to God, there's still part of us those hidden parts of us that we're not clear about, that are still dead. So that it's the book of life and the book of dead, meaning that we are living and we're not alive at the same time. We're not fully alive. Therefore, we can't say a full Hallel. But now, at the end of the year, after we have practiced Hallel all week long, and we're now going to recite Hallel on the eighth day, on the 36th candle, so to speak, we're fully alive, filled with passion, fully aware of all aspects of our being and how they can be brought in the service of God and be brought to push away darkness in the world. And so we say a full Hallel, and we say a passionate Hallel, because there's no Sifrei Mason, the books of the, there are no walking dead, so to speak, because we're fully alive and aware of ourselves. So this is part of the drama that goes on as Hanukkah builds up to its crescendo here on the last day of Hanukkah. This is called Zos Hanukkah. The essence of Hanukkah is all compacted into the last day of Hanukkah. You can have an entire Hanukkah on this last day. And so let us daven to the Almighty that He allow us to broadcast ourselves and the light that we each bring to the world, and that we continue to radiate His light, the light of the Torah, to the world, and push away the darkness in our private lives and in the world itself. A happy Hanukkah and a wonderful winter.